Hello, watch lovers, and welcome to the podcast. I am Suhail Bhatia, and welcome you on this fascinating journey through the world of Rolex. This podcast comes to you from TURF, the ultimate Rolex forum, and you can find us at www.newturfers.com. During the course of these podcasts, I will be sharing the history of the Rolex brand, its founder, Hans Wilsdorf, as well as the history and significance of a lot of Rolex's popular models like the Submariner, GMT Master, Explorer, President, and many others. I would also be happy to receive inputs from listeners about what they would like to hear in these podcasts, so please email me at theultimaterolexforum@gmail.com. The Rolex GMT Master. The year was 1954, and travel as we knew it was changing. The world's airlines were shifting from propeller-powered planes to ones with jet engines. This meant that planes could fly vast distances in a matter of hours, distances which in the past would have taken several days. This caused a problem for airline pilots, who then had to monitor times in two different time zones. Pan Am then made a request to Rolex to manufacture a watch for them which could simultaneously display the exact time in two different time zones. And thus, the GMT Master was born. The quintessential pilot's watch, the watch was a success from the word go and was adopted by pilots and international business travelers alike. The early versions of the GMT Master did not have the words GMT Master on the dial. Rather, they had the depth rating of 50 meters is equal to 165 feet printed on the dial. The early versions also had an acrylic Bakelite bezel with a dark finish. The Bakelite bezels had the tendency to crack and were then soon replaced with a metal bezel insert. Pan Am had ordered around 200 or so watches with the now very rare white dial. This was to differentiate between aircrew and ground staff. Aircrew were issued with the black dial GMTs, while the ground staff were given white dial GMT Masters. These white dial GMT examples are extremely rare today. All this was happening around the time that Rolex was experimenting with the concept of tool watches. This was the idea of a watch specially and specifically designed for an individual sport or activity. The GMT Master achieves the reading of the second time zone by having an additional hour hand that revolves around the dial once every 24 hours and has a rotatable bezel which is marked with these 24 hours. After the first series of the GMT Master, which was the 6542 series, came an updated model, the Rolex GMT Master 1675, which was so successful that it continued to be manufactured unchanged for 25 years. The new model featured crown-protecting shoulders, and the dial had the words Superlative Chronometer officially certified on it. Hence, it was a COSC-approved watch. It must also be noted that the GMT was the first Rolex watch to feature the magnifying Cyclops from the first day on, while other models adopted the Cyclops later on in their production life. During the 1960s, the GMT Master became the watch of choice for civilian and military pilots alike and was also worn on NASA's X-15 project, when the watch was put through its paces while being on the wrist of a pilot flying Mach 6.72 or 6.72 times the speed of sound. Rolex perceived the GMT almost solely as a pilot's watch. And during the 60s, the brochure of the watch included the following instructions for pilots in how to use the watch as an emergency compass, and I quote, "In the northern hemisphere, the Rolex GMT Master may also be used as a compass. Simply point the hour hand towards the sun, and automatically the red 24-hour hand will point to the north. In the southern hemisphere, it will point to the south." At the end of the 1980s, the Rolex 1675 was replaced by the 16700, which was the first steel GMT Master to be available with the white gold circular settings for the hour markers. And then the Rolex 16710 which used the caliber 3085 movement, which allowed the hour hand to be moved forward or backwards in 1 hour jumps. Despite the introduction of many watches by various manufacturers, all of which claim to be the aviator's watch, the reality is that the GMT Master remains the ultimate timepiece for pilots and all those whose lifestyles require knowledge of multiple time zones. The current version of the GMT Master is the 116710, and it features a ceramic bezel in a single color, which is black. And this brings us to the end of our podcast. As always, if you would like to find out more about Rolex watches, I encourage you to visit our internet forum at www.newturfers.com. And while you're there, you could participate in our Rolex lottery. In the Turf Rolex lottery, you could win a Rolex watch of your choice for the price of an $11 lottery ticket. And I must also thank Duncan at 35mil.com for use of the photograph that you would see on your screens right now. All rights to the photograph belong to Duncan at 35mil.com. So until next time, this is Sohail Bhatia signing off. See you on the forum, everyone.